This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I'm too confident to want to feel powerful by looking down at other groups of humans. But I won't sit there and watch government and corporations organize, because 93% of the world's not, quote, white, to turn them into race-based groups to attack whites. But I don't say this to, like, make it sound like the, quote, minorities are the good guys. It's mainly a bunch of white communists and people wanting to control the minorities for political overthrow that are pushing a race-based narrative. And Millie Weaver was there and witnessed it, what George Soros and others have financed, and the Democratic mayor there in Charlottesville, Virginia, all of it. She saw it. Now, she's going to finish up in the next 5 minutes, but ride shotgun with us. And then Gavin Wentz, our incredible cameraman, who's part of this great reporters we're doing with the Flyover America as they travel around the country, he got really pepper sprayed right in the face, attacked. It's all on video, hours of raw footage. Make up your own mind. See it for yourself, Infowars.com. But, Millie, continue just putting a bow on this. You were kettled by police. You were forced through the George Soros just race baiters. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan meets liberal meth head combo. I mean, it's just scum of the earth. And it's like, no, we don't support the white supremacist either. It's just like it's the Antifa attacking, and then it's the media acting like they're little angels. It's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I got into debates with both the people at the Unite the Right rally and the people at the Antifa and Black Lives Matter side. The difference was is that the people on the Antifa Black Lives Matter side, even though, you know, we had differing opinions, they wanted to attack me, versus the people on the Unite the Right rally side, they weren't attacking me, even though we did have differing opinions. And some of them were fascists that didn't think that the communists should have free speech, and the communists didn't think that the fascists should have free speech. So it kind of went both ways in the sense that they both don't think that they should have free speech. And that's the problem with labeling something as hate speech, because it's a matter of opinion. It's subjective. And I just wanted to announce right now there's a Seattle march against hate going on right now as we speak. I saw some live streams on it, and you have these Nazi haters, I guess, saying, "Say it loud, say it clear, Nazis are not welcome here." The problem is these Antifa, I mean, we don't like Nazis. I mean, a very...
But they won't let Milo, a gay guy, speak at Berkeley. They want all free speech. They got caught being funded by the Democrats in deep state to protest all the Trump rallies and cause violence.
Yes, I feel like this whole thing was orchestrated by deep state. I saw...
There's no feel about it. They were all ready, as you said. Absolutely.
Yeah, there were agitators there that I recognized from the RNC, from several other protests from both sides. Now, I'm going there because I'm a reporter. Who's paying for these people to go there? I mean, that's...
I agree. Well, we know they've been financed by Soros, over $1 billion total. But let me ask you this. It was Soros' birthday yesterday. I mean, this is the guy that finances all this. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Charlottesville is relatively close. It's a short commute from Virginia and D.C., where a lot of deep state operatives work out of. So I don't think that that's a coincidence.
And by the way, I know you guys have been logjammed, which you've done more than I've done this weekend. I've been working 8 hours a day on the weekend. You've got footage of the same folks at different rallies, as you exposed the professor that assaulted people at Berkeley. He's now been indicted because of the footage. It's a good job to you and Gavin. You've also
said they're agitators. They've said it. They've said, "Oh yeah, I'm an agitator."
You've documented that this is staged, and you've got the footage that's coming out right after you guys are on air. I mean, you've got the police laughing. You got them admitting that it was staged. There was a stand down. You guys deserve the Pulitzer Prize. I mean,
this is to attack free speech. That's what this is all about.
That's right. Shut down free speech. I mean, I agree that people like Mike Cernovich deserve the Pulitzer Prize, like Donald Jr. said, but so do you. It's not taken away from him. I'm just saying this is groundbreaking what Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz are doing. We'll be back with the organizer of this whole thing. Stay with us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your butt, your address, your shoe size, your ears.
Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, both reported for InfoWars.com, that were in the theater of this event that you think is the end of the world. Banned free speech, all conservatives are Nazis, Trump's a demon, George Soros is God. We must absolutely, destroy Christian civilization. Millie is going to be back on with us in about 10, 15 minutes and ride a shotgun. Then I'm going to have Gavin Wentz, who was pepper sprayed, attacked by the George Soros, anti-white, super KKK of the left. But that said, the white nationalist, the people that, okay, you're being attacked because you're white, then you become the groups that are attacking you? This is like Gruber saying, thank God the public's so stupid. But I'm going to let him speak for himself, because here's the deal. I will say this for Jason Kessler, who organized this whole event, and then had to go through the federal judges and had to go through all of it, then to have his, quote, demonstration, and they marched him down to these cages where the cops were waiting, and then they let the Antifa attack him. I mean, that's a fact. So they could then say that, oh, the white nationalists that are kind of like KKK light, they caused it. Well, that's all the fraud. But I got to tell you, talk about walking into a trap. But we're going to hear from him, because let me tell you something. I asked the George Soros pro-fascist, on the Antifa, and they won't come on because most of them can't talk. I mean, meth heads can't talk. At least Jason Kessler of jasonkessler.net came on to talk about this. But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen in a Democrat city when they've been caught with Homeland Security funding white supremacist groups to go out and clash with groups to create division? What is going to happen when they control the cops? I mean, I couldn't go to the inauguration. It took me 3 hours to get through. I had to finally run people over just to get in with the George Soros groups attacking me, calling me a racist, and beating women and children up in front of me. So what did he think was going to happen? Because now he can say, well, we don't apologize for our demonstration, blah, blah, blah. And, I get what the spokesman for Homeland Security for Trump, we're going to play coming up in the next segment, said, where there are a lot of diverse groups. I think half the people in the, demonstration against pulling down Robert E. Lee were reporters covering it. The Hill got attacked. Millie Weaver got attacked. Gavin Wentz got attacked. We have footage of all this. But, again, you're walking into this narrative. You're giving them what they want. And, quite frankly, I've just got to say, whether it's white supremacists or the black supremacists, I think it's all idiocy. But the media only covers the white nationalists. Hell, they got Tom Brokaw saying, I lead the white nationalists when I don't. So clearly this is what the left wants to invoke. Why are people playing along with it? Let's talk to Jason Kessler. Jason, you set this up. You're in 10,000 newspapers today, and you're all over the news. They say that you basically planned all this. You're the guy behind it. What do you say for what's happened here?
Well, I would say that the media reports are completely inaccurate. They're crafting a narrative which has been a hit campaign on the alternative media, including the alt-right, and they're trying to do a hit on Donald Trump. They're trying to connect him to this act of...
Your Skype's breaking up. Let me just give you a second. It'll be a whole conspiracy by somebody that I cut you off. Just stay there until it gets back. Undoubtedly, they're blaming Trump if it rains. They're blaming Trump if somebody falls a banana peel. I'm not denying that. I'm saying most of the time I study white nationalist groups going out. They're run by feds. I'm not saying you're a fed, a big fat federal agent like I once told a Klan leader that was a federal agent later came out. But what did you think was going to happen when you did this?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
When I decided this, you can hear me?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. What I thought was going to happen is that we were going to be able to have a peaceful demonstration, because even if you're in a community where people do not agree with you, we're supposed to have First Amendment protections. I thought we would be able to go in support of this Robert E. Lee monument, which is a historical monument. And it's part of a trend of these politically correct neo-Marxists, globalists, who are taking down the statues of white historical figures all over the country. So whether it's Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville or these other Confederate monuments in New Orleans, they're going after Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers because they say they were not good men because they owned slaves. And... you know, they took down the bust of the white founders of King's College in London because it was insensitive to ethnic minorities. We are in a serious bit of crisis right now.
No, it's true that the globalists are like trying to attack whites and pull down history and are anti-white just to control the minority groups. And it is true that they're banning the name Lynch. They're saying you may be able to go to college if your name's Lynch. It's an Irish name, but it doesn't matter. They're testing to ban words. I get that. But what did you think was going to happen when you marched in there with all of this, with the Antifa and the police kettling you in? Yeah, we're not censoring what he's saying and doing. We're gonna have to probably get him on his cell phone because I want to be able to hear this, but it's in and out with Jason Kessler. Jason, can you hear me? Put him back on screen, folks, can see he's talking. I can't hear him. Put him on hold because I want this guy to have a say, or they'll say I cut this off. This is driving me crazy. Skype's an incredible technology, but it's not, you know, it's not working completely yet. So let's see if we can just get him on a phone. Let's bring in Millie Weaver real quick if we can. Millie, it's crazy to watch this unfold, and it's crazy to see all this go on because they're penalizing this guy because he's saying one-third of the racist stuff that I disagree with against the Soros group. It's a total cutout. Just make us fight with each other. So how does media say he caused all the violence when clearly Antifa was the ones attacking?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that the media is doing everything they can because they really want to create an extremist right-wing homegrown terrorist organization in order to justify censoring people. That's really what they want to do. That's what this is all about. I was suspicious from it from the beginning, and really and truly, I wasn't very interested in going to this event in Charlottesville, but I just knew in my heart that this was a setup. It was going to go down, and this was what they were going to try and do to justify censorship and to continue the censorship that we're even seeing now with YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and so on and so forth. This is what they're going to do. They're going to create a situation that gets out of hand, have the police stand down so that people then want to take justice into their own hands. And by no way am I saying that justice, you know, is plowing through people on the road or whatever, protesters and killing them, because when people take justice in their own hands, it's not always just. And in this case, it absolutely wasn't.
And Millie, I agree with you. What do you think this forebodes? The globalists have been spending at least 8 years funding this race war scenario. Admittedly, it's been declassified. What does this bode then, what they're planning to do?
Well, I feel like it helps them in the sense that they can further try and get rid of free speech and freedom of protest. You have these leftist progressive groups right now saying that hate speech needs to be banned, hate speech groups need to be banned, and really and truly, it's a slippery slope because anyone can try to say something is hate speech. Now, this is the little analogy or metaphor I like to use. Imagine if you have progressives out there saying that, you know, all Christian statues should be banned because, you know, the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin, therefore it's hate speech to transgender and homosexual people. So if you had a group of African American demonstrators out there preventing them from removing a Martin Luther King statue because Martin Luther King was a conservative and was Christian, would it be okay for Antifa to then come and violently attack them?
Exactly, because as you know, they've taken Martin Luther King down at, what, three universities saying he was an anti-tranny, which is just some disorganizing program by the CIA to break down society for population reduction. So Martin Luther King has to be taken down.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's like Islam. I don't want to go to war with it, but the globalists are funding the radical elements of it to open our borders in to bring in 80% military-age men, 10 million of them, to start a civil war. So then I have to fight them. Same thing, race war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Jason Kessler, that organized the rally of a couple hundred people, most of them reporters that came to cover it, joins us now via phone. His Skype was cutting out. So let's actually hear from the individual. We've reached out to the Antifa folks, funded by George Soros, the globalists, all of us. They won't come on. But just, I understand the reason you say you went and did the events. And you say whatever you want. I'm saying, what do you make of the police kettling the demonstrators, the right-wingers, the white nationalists, the reporters, and then letting Antifa attack? I mean, the whole thing clearly happened. Now they're blaming Trump, saying he didn't decry racism when he clearly did. I mean, can't you see the setup here?
Yeah, this was a coordinated setup on the alt-right and on Donald Trump, and I guess the right wing in general. This is a constitutional crisis that is not being talked about by the media. Essentially, we wanted to do a rally in Lee Park in support of this monument that these neo-Marxist liberals are trying to tear down. And we felt like it was an attack on white people because the vice mayor who was instigating this removal of the statue is a militant black who identifies with the Black Panthers. And he said that Thomas Jefferson was next. And he said a lot of things about my favorite thing about being down south is seeing the look on the faces of little white men when they have to look up to a black man. So a lot of people were offended, and the rally was not about racism. You know, were there racist elements? Perhaps. But most of the people who were there were trying to just stand up for themselves.
Well, and Jason, I know this. I know this. They claim, like, I'm in the KKK with no evidence, and that Trump is and all this stuff. So clearly I know that's going on. All I know is that Hillary creates the term alt-right, which means anybody that opposes globalism, and then white nationalist groups, a mix of groups, show up and do stuff, and then suddenly we're painted with the brush of these riots happening. I understand it's synthetic. I understand it's made up. What did you think you were marching into the middle of?
I thought we were going to do a free speech rally. I mean, of course, there were people who came prepared to defend themselves, but I thought we were going to go into the park. The police had led us to believe that they were going to escort our speakers to the event, first of all. They didn't do that. They didn't show up at 8:30 in the morning when they were supposed to. When we arrived at the event, there were barricades blocking off the entranceways. The cops would not tell us where we could enter into. So we had to walk through a mob. There was a mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter waiting for us.
Oh, it was clearly all set up, just like Democrats did in D.C., claiming that everyone that came to hear Trump's inauguration was KKK. And they attacked everyone that tried to get in and then said no one could make it in, so no one was there to hear Trump. So this is the same old deal. So I'm asking, why did you walk into their trap?
I thought that we had beaten them because I thought that their move was that they were going to shut down our event through a legal means, right? They tried to cancel our permit. We took them to federal court and sued them because they were discriminating against the content of our speech. And the federal judge judge found that that was the case. So I thought that we had that resolved. We had our guys ready to go and defend themselves. We had guys we thought were just going to stand in the park and be able to block the Antifa or whomever from coming into the park, because we thought we were going to have police assistance. We thought that they were going to help us remove the bad elements and, you know, keep the counter demonstrators in an area where they could exercise their First Amendment rights, and we could.
Sure, but they orchestrated a clash. Right. Democratic mayor, we understand. Okay, so that's clear. All I'm asking you is, I believe in ideology, not what color somebody is. I want to try to bring people together around free market, open society, people working together. The globalists are pushing their own race narrative, but just because they're pushing their own race narrative and then acting like everybody else is racist, I get people then kind of identifying with their own group to resist that, but that's the trap. I mean, where do you think this is going now? Because they're only going to use this for more division. Clearly, they staged it. They prepared it. They did it. But then, you know, how do you extricate yourself from that? Because I see you in the news saying you're glad you had your rally, blah, blah, blah. The police stood down. That's true. We saw the video. It's just that how do you then now, what do you say to George Soros? Because, you know, it was his birthday yesterday. They suckered you guys in. I mean, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to sue the city of Charlottesville. They have to pay a heavy price for what they've done. They put people in danger, and lives were lost because of their inaction. They hated the content of our speech so much that they were willing to create anarchy to get their way.
Well, we have the footage. We have the footage, Billy Weaver and Gavin Winscott, that shows the police laughing as they're pepper sprayed, and shows them saying, "We've been ordered to stand down." That's on Infowars.com. Yeah. So I don't want to just bash cops to bash cops, but man, I mean, this mayor, you want to blame, don't blame even the communists or blame the white nationalists or blame the reporters that were there, or the regular folks that to cover it. I mean, or the Hill reporters that were there to cover it. They're calling KKK or whatever now, even though they like worship Antifa and George Soros, which is a message to everybody. What do you make of the police and the government getting away with this?
Haven't gotten away with it yet. It's been just a short period of time since this has happened, and I intend to continue litigating them in court. The federal judge has already found they discriminated against the content of the speech, and I think that we can find that they refused to protect our rally and led us to believe that they were going to protect the rally and keep everybody safe, and then didn't do that. So potentially this could be a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
I just know this, even here in Austin, I mean, in other areas, they let people shoot cops, and the cops sit there and get shot following orders. They worship communism, they worship Antifa, they're intimidated by it because they know the media is behind it. MSM is a joke. When the police and the government and everybody realize we're all being played off against each other, all I'm saying is people can hate each other for what color they are all day long, but don't folks understand there's a larger group manipulating those differences? That's what I'm trying to say to you right now, Jason Kessler. You say you're not a white supremacist or white nationalist, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm a brainiac, but I see inherent manipulation in being a puppet playing into this race game. What do you say to that?
No, I think that being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive posture, right? Because we do see the left playing these race games, and they've been doing it for decades and decades. And then
I'll say 90% of the race baitings by the left. 90% is the left. I mean, that's true. So I'm just saying they can't demonize you if they're the biggest racists out there.
What I'm saying is that not only that, but we have allowed them to continually erode the rights of white people. They have groups that are specifically for identity groups like Muslims with CARE or NAACP with blacks, and it makes it so you have these policies that are replacing us with
All right, I want to let you finish up and let Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz have some questions.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! That makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
I know this.
I got soul.
We're being played.
And I'm super.
Did people have beef? People have problems with each other? Did folks get screwed over here or there? Absolutely. But it's being manipulated by the social engineers. So I get disgusted by the white supremacists, the black supremacists, and all the rest of it. But then if I was getting down at their level on the street, I understand where it's coming from. If I got thrown in San Quentin, they got the black area, the white area, the Hispanic area, the Asian area. And if you don't go be part of that area, you're going to get killed or wish you were dead. And the warden manages the whole thing that way. And that's where we're going, divide and conquer. I want to just say the stellars are bright. The stars are bright. We can all see the heavens at night. We can all have a bigger vision of actually what we stand for instead of being tribal. But in a decadent, dumbed-down world, that's not being turned around. But you can pick a side all day long. But the side that manipulated this is the deep state that's trying to create all the race war that covers up all the racial attacks on white people and vice versa to just continue to build this division and this class war, not between the general public calling for a better system based on free market, but a class war the government can control and then order society according to that because we're too busy fighting with each other about what color we are versus the type of government we actually have. So we are joined by Jason Chesler, who all I know him by is what the news says. White nationalist organized this. You know, he's out there, blah, blah, blah. Then I hear what he says. He just says, oh, I'm just tired of whites being bashed all day and they can have all the, you know, black entertainment television. And we can have a group saying, you know, whites have rights. And, you know, I see that. But the larger issue is, do you not see what you're walking into? And so I've got Gavin Wentz, our great camera guy, and also Millie Weaver here. If you guys have any questions or comments, but I want you to be able to finish your statements that you were making, Jason Kessler, when we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that it's not just about, being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive position, and it's not just about people talking bad to us or whatever. They are enacting policies which are tantamount to ethnic cleansing of white people. So if you believe that every people on the planet has a right to exist, then you have to be able to support white identity politics, because whether white people try and have the moral high ground or not, about identity politics, there are still going to be groups like Muslims Have Care, the NAACP, and these are powerful political weapons. And what they're being
so what you're saying is the political system is organizing people into groups while telling whites you're not allowed to ever organize into a group.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to maintain any kind of equilibrium within, like, I don't believe that the United States should be all white. What I believe is that it should be the traditional demographics of the country prior to 1965. Just like I believe that Europe should be mostly white, too. And I believe that Japan should be mostly Japanese.
But the major universities say white is inherently evil and must be exterminated. That is official U.S. government policy now. But you're being a racist saying all whites should not be killed.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do is make sure that every race on the planet is able to survive. But there's only
sure. But expanding on that, I get the fact that there's a double cross of Christian conservatism and the Civil Rights Act, and the left is now engaged in race politics. What I'm saying is, if we engage in the race politic, it feeds into that whole system instead of transcending it and exposing it. Because a very evil group replacing us with computers and robots and globalism is admittedly sabotaging the family and the sexes and in CIA declassified documents admitting it's a plan to end humanity as we know it. Isn't that the message to unify humans together against the psychopathic globalist their technocracy?
Well, it's not just race. As you say, there's also a gender issue. The traditional families have been torn apart by feminism, and that is...
It's AI scientific human exterminism by the elites who already are listening to AI and believing they're going to merge with it. I mean, that's why Elon Musk is being honest and saying the big threat isn't North Korea or race war, it's the computers. Let me bring in Gavin Wentz.
We have to pick up our own torch to carry for a certain issue. If you're fighting for the traditional families, do that. But somebody has to stand up for white people, and you face such enormous hatred for
But the universities,
for white
I mean, it's true, do teach that white people are inherently bad. That is a great racism. How do folks expect there not to be a response to that? I get it. I'm saying the manipulation is to create the clash, so we're all fighting with each other when we're just humans, while the globalist engineers come in. I want to bring in Gavin Wentz, cameraman, pepper sprayed, attacked. Videos are on Infowars.com with the reporter, Millie Weaver. You have any questions or comments for the organizer of the event you went to cover that you got attacked for being there?
Well, one thing I would like to mention is that part of the reason why I made the false flag reminder Oklahoma City bombing video is to remind all of us that they've been trying to push this white nationalist terrorist meme for a very long time. And, you know, with Donald Trump as president and stuff now, we need to make sure that we don't slip into exactly what they want us to, what they've wanted us to do.
Exactly. If they've tailored a suit for us, let's not wear it.
I hear what Kessler's saying, but the problem is by doing some of these activities, we're literally, like you're saying, wearing a pre-created uniform so that we can look exactly how they want us to look as part of their agenda, rather than us transcending the whole thing and looking the way we want to look through our own.
But I mean, how do you transcend this, Kessler?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for coming out and covering the rally, and I'm sorry you got attacked at my rally. I promise you I did everything within my power to make sure everybody was safe at the rally. The police just stood down. So I do believe that what was your question? Sorry.
What were you asking, Gavin?
Well, I really didn't ask him anything. I can say that I was targeted because I was starting to scratch at the surface as to why and how the Black Lives Matter group and Antifa were there. And as soon as I started getting some intel about them being Ford Foundation and George Soros people, that's when I got attacked. And if you go back and watch
the video. I remember the point you were making. You were making the point about playing into the narratives of where the national media and the deep state is trying to push the white nationalist terrorist meme or whatever. So, first of all, like, there's a distinction between where I'm at and where some other people at. There are some young men out there who are so tired of being called racist, Nazi, whatever, that they just dive into it headlong, and they're like,
No, I get it. You're calling me a Nazi, so I'm going to be a Nazi.
I know that doesn't look good. That's not what I'm trying to do, although there were people out there like that. But one thing I've learned about crowd dynamics is if you invite people out to an event, you are going to be judged by the worst elements of it.
Now that's how it works. All right. Thank you for joining us. If you want to come back on tomorrow or in the weekday show, Jason Kessler, to have a longer time to put out your ideas, I would have the Antifa on. I would have George Soros on if they did. They won't do it. But I appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. JasonKessler.net. We'll obviously talk to you in the near future.
Sure. Sounds good.
We're going to go to break. I'm going to talk to both of you on the other side and let you really flesh this out and play some videos and play the head of Homeland Security spokesperson for Trump statement that I totally agree with when we come back. But the point is, I can see the artificiality of it. I know it's an AI brainwashing algorithm. They admit it is. So it's like they're bringing in computers. They're getting rid of us. We're all eating GMO. We're all together being attacked. Where's the solidarity of humans together against the globalists and this technocracy? I get there's real racial stuff going on. You can be pissed all day about that, but why not transcend it and like short circuit the whole deal? They'll call me a schmuck. I mean, I've had the globalists tell me that, oh, the public's not smart enough, Alex, you ought to just join us. Well, you know what? I'm not going to join them because they're so psychotic and evil. And I'm going to try to sit here and really show folks what's happening versus the hype.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel, you know, I don't sit up here and try to come up with the answer that I think is the most palatable to the public to make the general public happy. To come up with what I believe will try to defeat the technocracy that openly wants to enslave humanity. I mean, here's an example. I remember 20 years ago when they were trying to push these LED light bulbs, which I'm being bombarded with right now, and other systems from incandescent, that incandescent is just organic the way it flows light. But that with LED, it's like a particle beam. It builds up the charge and then hyperpulses it at a rate your eye can't even differentiate. And then that causes, they admit in major studies, brain damage, headaches, serious problems. You can't even hardly buy studio lights that aren't LED now. I'm looking at trying to spend more money to get stuff that isn't, because it's incredible. But, Professor, here's why eco-friendly lights bulbs are causing headaches. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, what you are. We should have a discussion about that. Why'd the government mandate it? Well, we got some documents on that. Artificial intelligence, a greater threat than North Korea, says tech magnate Elon Musk. Absolutely. Not the technology's bad, it's how it's being programmed. So, no one talks about the robots or the AI or the elites. It's all like, a white guy or a black guy, and they get some idiots to go fight with each other. And then both groups have a reason they're there and a beef, and you can listen to both groups, and they've got an excuse. But then my reporters go there, and other reporters, and get attacked by Antifa, and the media says it's the right-wingers. It's not about who did right or wrong. I just report what's going on. I'm not smart enough to sit here and look at something and then make something up about it. There's too much happening. I'm completely programmed to just tell you what's going on. So, Gavin Wentz, I want to play here in a few minutes a clip of you being attacked along with Millie and Pepper Spray, but just your final takeaways from this.
I really think we need to stop playing into terminology that the establishment has created to more or less use everybody in a pawn game.
Exactly. You know, Hillary calls everybody that doesn't like her alt-right, then she has white supremacists march under the banner. It's not hard to figure that out.
You know, instead of white nationalists, why can't this be called American traditionalist or something that they're not using so that they have to play a game as well of having to, you know, capture the language we're using? You know,
exactly. Like, we should not, you're a genius. We should not play into the terms they're giving us.
Definitely. And my takeaway from this whole thing is that I do think that the group, Jason Kessler and them, they should definitely sue. Go about means by crowdfunding to sue over discrimination. If you're worried that because you're white and you have progressives out there hating you, that somehow you're going to be discriminated against, sue. Do petitions.
Exactly, because if a group was saying blacks were subhuman, kill blacks, they'd be sued and you'd win. Sue them, exactly. That's a good point,
exactly.
Millie.
For the universities out there who are doing, like, no white people days and stuff, sue. Sue them into bankruptcy. Get smart about it. Going out and protesting, yes, you have a right to protest. And the
But it's much smarter
wrong.
To sue. Millie, you're a genius. I'm going to be back on tomorrow. Gavin, but you haven't had much time. I'm sorry, I was interrupting you because it's so true what you're saying. Finish your point.
Well, it's just part of the motivation for going to these events, because Millie and I are both in danger doing it, is the more times we show up at these, the more video footage we get, the more we realize it's the same people over and over again getting bussed in. It doesn't matter if we're in Texas, Ohio, Virginia. We're literally seeing the same players at each of these on both sides. We even have video footage of people on the left and the right admitting that they're paid agitators. Professional protesters going to these things to help the establishment curtail it into exactly the direction they want it. And that's basically what's going on.
And you guys never got the credit. It's not about credit, but we put it out. It got big news. The cops busted them over this. And what 4chan found, like the guy hitting the lady in the head with a bike lock and other stuff, those were professors there involved. And that started with your investigation of them bailing out the attackers. I mean, you guys, like you said, you're just busy on the road. You're about to put it out tonight and tomorrow. Come on tomorrow. You have the footage of the right wing and the left wing. They're the same people. It's all actors, basically.
Well, and then you have individuals like Cornel West, who, you know, forever I thought he was a peaceful activist for African Americans, come to find out that what he's doing with others is they use the veil of peace to coordinate with the violent agitators so that you've got the quote-unquote peaceful protesters locking themselves arm in arm behind the white nationalists, so that what ends up happening is that the violent protesters have their way with the white nationalists, and the peace, you know, the so-called peaceful protesters get to walk away unscathed, and then they get interviewed, and woe's me, all these violent white supremacists, when really it was a very coordinated effort by the left where they use a sort of a double of both peaceful and violent together. As
oh, it's all coordinated.
Exactly. And they were, what you forgot to say was that the peaceful ones that were singing and in church choir outfits with Cornel West, they were linked arm in arm so that when the Antifa attacked the Unite the Right rally attendees that were out in the street, when they tried to run back to where the medic area was, they actually were, you know, arm in arm blocking them from being able to do so the Antifa could continue to, you know, fight them. And the Antifa and the Unite the Right rally people had to actually, like, push through and bulldoze through those people, and then they can go, "Woe is me," you know, they tackled me or rammed through me. And, you know, you think it's peaceful, but these were groups that were organized. Well,
undoubtedly it's staged. And Trump says, I decry all hate. Let's come together. Let's love each other. But we need to investigate this. And there was both sides coming to fight. It's totally true. I mean, like you said, a couple hundred folks on the white, you know, white nationalist side, most of them are reporters covering it like you. You're being attacked. We have endless videos that I can't even get to here. So we'll cut into your time. They're all on Infowars.com. And I'm not complaining. I'm very proud of this. But, folks, we just so much good work we do doesn't get the coverage it needs. It's all for the listeners and viewers to appreciate the footage, the raw hours of footage that you and Gavin shot that was so dangerous to you to see the proof. And I just see the Hill and others that are so pro-Soros being attacked themselves. Is that not a wake-up, Gavin, to them that they got physically attacked, too, just because they didn't look like meth heads?
I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We were seeing a lot of friendly fire happening on the Antifa side because they're so overly deploying, for lack of a better term, chemical weapons on everybody that both sides were getting hit. And they seem
to I was about to say, so I mean, I'm, all the footage I've seen, no one on the, quote, right attacks. Say what you want. It's all just left-wing frothing, and they seem so wimpy that every woman you see, the better looking they are, the more they're attacked. Even if they're on the left, it's like weird men that want to attack women.
Well, it's like the guy that was attacking me. He literally was punching me and hitting me and attacking me twice. But he's such a scrawny little, I'm not a big guy myself, but he's so scrawny, I didn't even really notice it. It's not until he actually sprayed me directly in the eyes with pepper spray that he was able to you know, have me stop filming.
Well, great job, both of you. Keep on the road with the flyover country. Tens of millions watching. Thank you so much. I'm going to end this transmission before the weekday show begins tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with White House aide. People showed up looking for trouble. Tom Bossard absolutely nails it. We're going to go out to the end of the transmission with this. But Millie Weaver and Gavin, great job. We really appreciate you both. You're amazing. Here it is.
Situation, oh, Mr. Bossert.
No.
We're neo-Nazis.
No, I don't paint.
All
I don't
whites
paint.
And others, yeah, went to Charlottesville, Virginia, chanting anti-Semitic, anti-African-American, and other racist slogans, provoking the people of Charlottesville, Virginia, making them feel intimidated. Yes, violence did break out. One person was killed by one of these alt-right Klan Nazi protesters. And you just decried both sides of this, and
no,
this is the issue.
No, I didn't. And you're making this issue a little bit distorted. So what I would decry is the individual that committed murder yesterday. What I would do, though, is quibble with this notion that any of this is acceptable. These groups showed up spewing hate. These groups showed up looking for violence.
What
and
groups?
I think it's just important for people to understand.
What groups are you referring to?
Of course, the groups that showed up. Well, I refer to the groups that clashed yesterday. I think it was pretty graphically evident.
Are you talking about the neo-Nazis? Are you talking about the counter-protesters?
One of the things that I think the mayor will make clear to you and probably stated earlier on your program, I know he and I talked about it this morning, was the difficulty he had in planning for this event. This was an event in which we anticipated violence, in which he anticipated violence, in which there was violence being rehearsed and planned for in events.
All right, folks, I don't have time to get the full clip. We'll have more coverage tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Bottom line, it's staged. It doesn't matter who you are. Admit it's staged. Don't be part of the staging. Don't be part of the manipulation. Pull out. Be above it. See the manipulation. Then deal with it and make your own decision. Infowars.com, the tip of the spear. Great job with the crew. We'll see you back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right here in this studio. The rest is up to you, my fellow InfoWarriors. MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.